Hi there, folks. It's been a bit longer than usual since I last posted an episode. The show is still here to stay, but it will be coming out every 2 weeks instead of weekly now. Life is very busy, and I always want to make the best content I can for you all. I want every episode to be well researched, and all my effort into each and every one. You all, my amazing listeners, deserve nothing but the very best. With all that being said, let's dive into the show. Today on the Chronicles of Time, we are going to talk turkeys and presidents. The two things have become an unusual staple in the United States, and with this week being Thanksgiving, I figured there would be no better time than now to tell the history of the presidential pardoning of the turkey. To begin our journey through the history, we must go back to the 1800s. This is how the story begins, although it is debated if this story is completely authentic or not. President Abraham Lincoln had a hellraiser of a child named Tad. One year, the Lincolns were giving a turkey for Christmas, but the young Tad grew so attached to the bird that he named it Jack. Not wanting Jack to be used for Christmas dinner, Tad told his father that the bird had as much as a right to live as anyone. Lincoln spared the life of Turkey Jack, and if this is true, this would be the first unofficial pardoning of a turkey. But we must remember, this wasn't on Thanksgiving. It was Christmas. But starting in 1873, during President Ulysses S. Grant's term, a man named Horace Vose from Rhode Island, who was a poultry dealer, began sending turkeys to the White House. He sent turkeys to presidents of both political parties until his death in 1913. At this point, the opportunity to gift a turkey to a president was open to virtually everyone. A sense of patriotism was felt when sending one. But let's get one thing straight. These turkeys were not being pardoned. They were usually becoming meals. In 1925, First Lady Grace Coolidge accepted a turkey from a Vermont Girl Scout, but it wasn't until 1947 when the White House would begin holding its official turkey-receiving ceremony. This was during President Harry Truman's term, and he is generally falsely credited for beginning the tradition of pardoning turkeys, even by the presidents. Joe Biden actually did it on Monday at the ceremony, for a matter of fact. He isn't alone. Plenty of his predecessors have made this mistake as well. In 2003, the Truman Library even released the following statement. The library staff has found no documents, speeches, newspaper clippings, photographs, or other contemporary records in our holdings which refer to Truman pardoning a turkey that he received as a gift in 1947 or at any other time during his presidency. Truman sometimes indicated to reporters that the turkeys he received were destined for the family dinner table. Someone needs to show former and the current president that statement. In 1963, just 3 days before his assassination in Dallas, President John F. Kennedy decided to send the bird back to the farm where it came from, saying, "We'll just let this one grow." Even though he'd never technically used the word pardon, newspapers used headlines like, "President Kennedy pardons turkey." And on occasion, the president's families would accept turkeys on their behalf. Richard Nixon's daughter, Tricia, accepted one for him, and as did First Lady Rosalynn Carter for her husband Jimmy in 1978. So, after all these presidents, who finally made official the tradition of pardoning a turkey? Well, it was none other than President George H.W. Bush in 1989. He did it during his first year in office, saying during the ceremony, "But let me assure you, in this fine little Tom Turkey, that he will not end up on anyone's dinner table. Not this guy. He's granted a presidential pardon as of right now, and allow him to live out his days on a children's farm not too far from here." So, there you have it, folks. It was Bush 41 that began the tradition that we love today. But now that we have the history, let's talk about the turkeys that just made the trip to Washington to be pardoned by President Biden himself. The turkeys, yes, too, came from Minnesota, the nation's largest turkey-producing state. If you're like me and are wondering why they send two, well, to be quite frank, it's basically in case one dies. The turkeys that came to the National Thanksgiving Turkey Presentation this year were hatched in July, and they now weigh around 42 pounds each. The birds traveled in style in a stretch black Cadillac Escalade and even stayed at a luxury hotel. This is what a chairman of the National Turkey Federation had to say of the turkeys. They listen to all kinds of music to get ready for the crowds and people along the way. I can confirm they are in fact Swifties, and they do enjoy some Prince. At the ceremony, held on Monday, November 19th, 2023, which also happened to be the same day as Joe Biden's 81st birthday, the birds were pardoned and named on the South Lawn of the White House. And the names? Well, this year, President Biden decided on the names Liberty and Belle. Names he has used in the past are Chocolate and Chip and Peanut Butter and Jelly. To me, one of the most exciting parts of the ceremony is the reveal of the names. Some of my favorite names of pardoned turkeys are Biscuits and Gravy, Star and Stripes, and Jerry and Carl. This year's celebrities, Liberty and Belle, will return to Minnesota, where they'll live out their lives at the University of Minnesota. It's not likely that they will live too long, because birds made for consumption generally do not live long due to their extreme weight. And I'm terribly sorry to end the episode on somewhat of a sadder note, but in light of it being Thanksgiving, I just want to say that I'm so thankful for each and every one of you that listens to the Chronicles of Time. The show could not go on without you all. If you enjoy the show, please leave me a rating and review. Follow my social media pages for updates on the show and to get merch. To talk history or for episode suggestions, email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. See you in 2 weeks. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you just listened to the Chronicles of Time.